Hi, this is Kay with Cafe, and thank you for joining us again with another episode of Conversations with NUSD. Today, I have Yi Yang. Yi Yang, thank you for joining us, and today we are going to be talking about LEAP. Yi, if you could introduce yourself, please.
Thank you, Kay. My name is Yi Yang. Yang is the pronunciation in English, but I always ask everyone to call me Yi Ya. So kids refer to me as Mr. Ya.
I feel like with that introduction, you just get excited. Like, Yi Ya.
Yeah.
I get excited.
It has that.
Yeah.
It has that. It's just kind of welcoming and exciting, you know, when you say Yi Ya. My name's Yi Ya, and I'm a director here in the Natomas Unified School District. And enjoying my time here, started here since August. But more excitingly is the opportunity to really work on the Expanded Learning Opportunities Project here in Natomas. We call it here in Natomas and LEAP, which stands for Learning, Enrichment, Academics, Arts, Athletics, and Activities Programming.
What exactly does LEAP do, and who does it serve?
Well, what's great about LEAP is that it doesn't happen during the day. The regular day consists of your regular learning from morning till the afternoon. LEAP really happens either before school begins or happens after school. And so with LEAP, it adds an additional, many more additional hours to the school day, making the day a full 9 hours long. But what LEAP offers is an opportunity for students to actually be engaged in learning that doesn't regularly occur during the day. Perhaps, say, arts, drama, coding. Those are enrichment opportunities that exist after school in the LEAP program. And usually because we want to make sure that students are supervised after school, it is built onto the extended day programming, such as ACES. For example, at Banning Creek, American Lakes, and Jefferson, we have existing after school programs that are there, and they serve as the frontline staffing, and then we built in the LEAP programming, which is the expanded or the enrichment programs.
I want to rewind a little bit. You said ACES. I know what ACES is, but for our listeners who do not know what ACES is, do you remember, can you share what it stands for?
I believe ACES stands for After School Education and Safety. And it is a grant that's provided to our school district. But, we do call it ACES, after-school programming. However, it's run by community-based organizations such as the Center for Fathers and Family, or it's run by Sacramento Chinese Community Service Centers. And so they run the after-school programming at American Lakes, Jefferson, and Banning Creek, but we call it the ACES after-school program.
And for anyone out there who wants to see an example of LEAP, we did have a winter intercession pilot program, and that's a very good introductory video if you want to take a look at that. That will be on our website, that's natomasunified.org. And we also have something underway. Can you share a bit about the LEAP program that is underway, Yi?
Yeah, we did run the winter intercession program for about 9 days. And that was our first opportunity to actually try the LEAP program. But what we've also been able to do since is run parallel LEAP programs running right alongside our ACES programs. So right now, if you do want to visit American Lakes or Banning Creek or Jefferson and just say, hey, I want to see the LEAP program. LEAP program is there. Enrichment providers are there providing services on a daily basis. But what is underway right now and being developed is our summer LEAP program that's coming up. It's starting June 5th and going through June 30th, and it will be over at the same three schools, American Lakes, Bannon Creek, and Jefferson. And it, we've identified those three school sites because they continue to be our pilot programs. And because they are our pilot, we are going to pilot the summer programs there as well. So for the summer program, however, the program is not running just after school because it is a full-fledged, full-day-long program, and we're running 9 hours. It's going to start at 8 in the morning and end at 5 in the afternoon. But within that day, we will have built-in opportunities for students who may need additional support with literacy. They will have opportunities to work in small group with our teachers who will be pulling them out for about 30 minutes of literacy intervention. And then we are building in our enrichment vendors throughout the day. So enrichment vendors would be vendors who will provide coding, maybe some theater, and also, you know, cooking lessons throughout the day. So it'll be a pretty robust program, you know, again, at each of these pilot schools.
Why is this all important?
So it's a LEAP program for me as the person helping to run the program here in Natomas Unified School District, is that it really gives an opportunity for our kids who haven't had an opportunity to explore other avenues of interest. You know, for the most part, you know, we do have a lot of great programs in Natomas Unified School District all across our district. However, what LEAP provides is, you know, these hour-long or sometimes maybe 90-minute-long opportunities for kids to really engage in, you know, in learning skills and learning arts and athletic skills and communication skills and skills that, you know, are directly connected to maybe an area of interest that they have that they haven't had a chance to explore. And so, you know, we offer it in our schools to allow kids who are our, you know, sometimes our kids who may not have the opportunity to serve because of circumstances that they experience in their own homes. But what we are hoping to be able to provide is, you know, or are experiences that, you know, they can also study as they think about future career paths. But more so, you know, because they are all programs that we are providing, you know, without charge to some of our families, especially our families who are, you know, experiencing some need, who may not have the opportunity to access programs like these, if they were left on their own to be able to afford them. And so what we're able to do is bring the services right, or the enrichment experiences right into the schools to allow our students, especially our students who have these needs, you know, to be able to access the programs.
For anyone out there interested in the LEAP program, where may they find more information?
So right now, we have summer interest forms out at these three sites that I just mentioned, American Lakes, Bannon Creek, and Jefferson. But we are looking at expanding the program throughout Natomas Unified School District for this coming school year. And so parents should be looking forward to receiving parent interest forms that will be coming out to school sites. I'm hoping as early as early May, so parents can express what their interests are as we think about planning for the fall. And so when we begin in August, we would be, and hopefully even before August begins, what we're hoping to be able to do is get registration forms out to our families. So right as soon as school begins, you know, the program can start on day one. And so look for flyers with QR codes that are directly assigned or linked to a Google interest form. And parents can express, you know, their interest. So that form will be coming out to all elementary schools and K-8 schools in the next coming weeks.
And because in the summer it is a full day long program from 8 to 5, meals are provided.
Yes, meals are provided, breakfast, lunch, and supper, and a light snack will be provided for the kids who do participate, you know, in the summer lead programs.
It's such a great program for any students out there who want to explore their curiosities and, as you mentioned, potential career paths. So if you are interested, again, please keep an eye out for the interest forms that will be coming your way at the K through 8 and elementary school sites that will be happening around early May. And then registration, as you mentioned, should be, as Yiya mentioned, should be happening around August.
Registration hopefully before the August time, because we want to make sure that as soon as August hits and school begins. Yes, you're right. Right in that a couple of weeks right before school starts, we want registration to be completed.
All right. So registration might be happening around July.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Yiya. And this has been another episode of NUSD Conversations. We will, I guess, talk to you later. Not see you later, but talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
This podcast is a production of the Natomas Unified School District. You can find our podcast online in the Apple Store, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Natomas Unified School District website at www.natomasunified.org. You can also locate our episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just look for Natomas Unified.